develop and deploy approaches to nuclear energy that can minimize the liabilities that have inhibited the expansion of that carbon-free energy source up until now. We need to see if we can make fusion work. This is a quest in which I've been engaged since 1965. Again, I started it at MIT, my work in that domain. At that time, people thought fusion was 15 years away. Now people think it's 40 or 50 years away. We need to shrink that time scale again by increasing the investments we're making in that domain. So there's a huge array of challenges out there in science and technology germane to this problem that we should be investing in. And the amounts that we've been investing up until now are pathetically small in relation both to the technical opportunities and in relation to the size of the challenge. So President Obama is absolutely right to make, as one of the centerpieces of his policy, ramping up very steeply the investments that we make. And by the way, encouraging the private sector to do the same. President Obama has now made the research and experimentation tax credit permanent. This will be a huge boost to private sector investment in innovation in these technologies that we so badly need.